again, Reptiles, for another couple of hours of fun. A session tonight from Spiz Energy, a new one from them, and very good it is too. Three tracks from the debut LP from Adam and the Ants, ditto from the Mekons. Further records by the Undertones, Specials, The Damned, Clash, Spherical Objects, Pink Floyd, Augustus Pablo, The Jam, a lot of other people besides. And a new favourite record which arrived about, late afternoon by a band called The Delta Five on Rough Trade Records. A bit of a treat there, but you'll have to wait towards the end of the programme to hear it. We start with an oldie from The Police. And their first single, which was on Illegal Records, just been reissued along with the Sham 69 and the Squeeze, and that's called Fallout. After Fallout, the B-52s and Planet Claire, an exceedingly warped record this, but I think it'll play, and this is on Ireland, of course.
Thank you. from planet Claire. She came from planet Claire. She came from planet Claire.
So, that's how you're going to end it tonight, is it? The B-52s, and that's the new single, Planet Claire. And on the reverse of that is the one that you all know so well, so detailing the record over, there's a moon in the sky called the Moon. And after Planet Claire, John Walter's keeping a kind of space theme going. It's very fashionable these days. The first from Spiz Energy, and where's Captain Kirk? Flying for Brian Clough's job, I should imagine. That's Spiz Energy and the first from them, which is called Where's Captain Kirk? And the original Mirrors and their first single on Mercury Records, Could This Be Heaven?
Smile. Every night, every late night.
Been quite a lot about them in the music papers lately. Not always a good sign. Those are the original Mirrors, their first single, Could This Be Heaven? Now from the Jam, from the LP Setting Suns. Jam, that comes from the LP Setting Suns, as you doubtless already know, and that's called Saturday's Kids. And where do Saturday's Kids go? Why? They go to Saturday night functions, and this is another record from 1927.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's getting close to Christmas, isn't it? That's Duke Ellington and his orchestra from about 1927, 28, 29, one of those sort of years. And that could easily have been Saturday Night Function if I didn't put the wrong track on. Throbbing Gristle and their new LP, which is on their own industrial label, is called 20 Jazz Funk Greats, which is a good title, of course, for an LP these days. I mean, I'm sure they'll move a lot of them on the strength of the title. And this is the title track, in fact. Robin Gristle, and that's from their new LP on the industrial label, 20 Jazz Funk Great, and indeed it's the title track. Rather fine, I think, as well. Here's Augustus Pablo.
When this song starts to play, I'll be pop. The way sounds to make it sing is way, okay, that was new, that was everything, yeah. Rock a duck, rock a duck, rock a duck, rock a duck.
Augustus Pablo, and that's from an LP which is on Greensleeves Records, a collection of his best work from between about 1972 to 1975, as far as I recall, and that was Rocker's Dub. The LP from Adam and the Ants, long awaited, I think it's fair to say, on the Do It label, and the album's called Dirk Wears White Socks. The band, as I understand it, in a state of a certain amount of confusion at the moment, although they assure me that this is about to be sorted out. And from the LP, the last track, actually, on side two, which is called The Idea. That's the title of the piece, Adam and the Ants and the Idea, from the LP Dirk Wears Red Socks. A couple more tracks on that before the end of the programme. The line-up of Spiz Energy at the time of the recording of this session. The session was produced, incidentally, by John Sparrow and engineered by Mike Robinson, who's always tends to do pretty good work for us. Vocals Spiz, of course, on guitar and backing vocals Scott. On keyboards and vocals, Mark Coalfield. On bass, Jim Sola. And on drums, Hiroshima. Get it? Pretty catchy, I think you'll agree. This is Touched from Spiz Energy.
touched, it was gone. The touch was gone. Tick, back, back, on in, on. Let me in, on. Is it still? Thought not anymore was back. Lock, bill, do not waste, open. Face I touched, it was I knew. Did you? With not tell me I knew not. Tell shadow tight with my soul. The light left face not back when I look. Is it? Found wine to light. Taste the flounder green grow in my food float. I am in. The touch was warm. In the other now you make me not see not how but hear. You the one cry me not lost. That you the warm.
Aspect of that, I must confess, which kind of passed me by. I must admit, lyrically speaking, that's Spiz Energy, and that was called Touched. Little Feet from the LP Down on the Farm, the title track again. Hello? You would, I think, be forgiven for believing that was called It Ain't True Mary Lou, or Linda Lou, whatever it was, but in fact it's Down on the Farm, Little Feet, from the LP of the same title. Track coming up next from the Meekons, from their debut LP, and about the title of the album, which is The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strung. And there is this theory, you see, which I think is called something like the theory of probability. On the other hand, that may be something quite different, but if it is, don't write and tell me, because I'm really not that interested. But if you think about it, it is actually logical that if you were to get enough monkeys, or even one monkey, given enough time, I suppose, and a typewriter, and just had it typing at random for infinity, I mean, for the rest of time, it would eventually, logically, you see, I mean, because it would type anything, it would all be nonsense, of course, but eventually it would type the complete works of Shakespeare, because, I mean, the law of averages or whatever would work in such a way as to produce eventually the complete works of Shakespeare with one monkey typing for an infinite period of time. So, I wish I hadn't gone into all of this, but I mean, this is why the Meekons LP is called The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strung. The Quality of Mercy coming from The Merchant of Venice, and not, as the Virgin Records promotional handout says, from Hamlet. Anyway, from the LP, this is Like Spoons No More. It was one of the things I took in O level. Failed it, too. Equally say, of course, that these monkeys, while they're waiting, could easily get a game with Everton. Is that a little unfair? Is that a little unfair? Sorry, Uncle Ed. Those are the Meekons, and from the LP, The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strung. That's Like Spoons No More, and two more tracks than that before the end of the programme. Your Floyds again from the LP, The Wall. This is called Comfortably Numb, which sums up my situation most evenings.
Come on, come on down. I hear you breathing down. Well,
record, which used to be quite big when I was living in Texas. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just dropped it into the conversation to give me that kind of world-weary view that you so care for. This is called Dance, Franny, Dance.
Well, there's a good-looking girl down in Dallas, way down.
Actually, I seem to remember seeing the Floyd Dacre Trio combo rather live a couple of times, and how many of you can say that? That's called Dance, Franny, Dance, and it comes from the Pebbles Volume 1 LP on BFD Records from Kookaburra, Australia. Actually, it wasn't called Pebbles Volume 1, it was just called Pebbles, because I assume at that time they didn't know there was going to be Volume 2, 3, 4, and so on. Hope there'll be others, though, because it's an interesting series of re-releases. Elliptical Optimism, the LP, Spherical Objects, the band, and this is Metropolis. Spherical Objects, the band, and that's on Object Records as well, a label which really doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, everybody talks about Factory Records when they talk about Manchester, or possibly TJM, and they tend to overlook Object, which and it's a label which gets an awful lot of good work done in that area too, and we don't play enough of their records. Facts must be faced. I'm not sure why either, really. Anyway, that was Metropolis from Spherical Objects LP, Elliptical Optimism, and I came in earlier this evening to have a word with Kid Jerkin while he was doing his programme, giving one or two hints about presentation and sharpening things up a little bit, one or two two records I felt he ought to be playing, the usual kind of thing. They all hate me for it, of course, as you can imagine. And after last week on the continent, he'd been very continental and slightly obnoxious, occasionally slipping into foreign languages, you know, that kind of thing, as though he wasn't quite sure what country he was in, and pulling out francs and Deutschmarks and other currency and things, and saying, my round, I think, you know, the usual kind of stuff. Very much the boulevardier. So, kid, if you're listening, here's one for you. It's by the Fatal Charm on Company Records, and it's called Paris, or as I'm sure you call it, Paris, n'est-ce pas? Talking to people on the telephone while that was going on, I'm sorry about that, but it was about the programme, actually, and about a forthcoming session. You've got to believe me, you must believe me, please believe me. That's the Fatal Charm. The record's also a great deal shorter than I thought it was, too. And it was called Paris. Was that called Paris? I mean, I can't believe that was only the right track. Hold on a second, let me just consult the thing. Oh, it's certainly called Paris, you know. I mistimed it, obviously. Anyway, last week, I think, sometime, I mentioned to you a fellow called Screaming Jay Hawkins that a lot of you will never have heard. And following up on Paris, I thought this was an excuse for me to play his version of I Love Paris. And when you first hear it, you'll think, this is a little conventional, a little radio too, but stay with it, because it certainly improves. Hold on a second, that's the wrong track. How embarrassing. Oh, dear, why does everything go wrong at once? And yet it says it's not the wrong track on here. Hold on a minute, just let's see. This must be the right track. Is this the right track? Sorry about this. These things happen, as I'm sure you know, on this programme more than anywhere else. C'est à la Paris. C'est
beautiful. Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or grey be her sky, whether loud
their tears more and more do I realize.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. How about Germany? Germany! Hatsum! Tugusakusumma! Bake! Gurimujaga! Han Chani! Ah Chani! Bing dong, wing dong, bing dong, bing dong, bing dong, bing. How about Africa? Africa! I saw Mau Mau kissing Santa Claus. And Paris? Paris! Oui, oui, I see you in Missouri! Do I love Paris? Because my love is near. Because my love is near.
Oh, what an extravagantly wonderful record that is. Screaming Jay Hawkins from an LP called At Home with Screaming Jay Hawkins and I Love Paris. And after I Love Paris, it seems only reasonable that we should return home. Do you think that's fair? To London and London Calling, The Clash.
Miss Garland, yes, I was there too. And you know what they said? Well, some of it was true. Dumbling, calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile?
A new single from The Clash, and that's called London Calling, and that's the end of our little pop-over Europe feature. Actually, having said that, you ought to try and listen if you ever get the chance. If you're never coming back from the football or something, perhaps on Saturday. I know you don't all go to football, but on Saturday evenings, perhaps if you listen to Radio 2 around 6 o'clock, they have these kind of European pop music programmes, different names, but they're all usually introduced by Colin Berry, actually, and they are perfectly extraordinary. And if you ever think the charts in this country are ghastly and that the records which we get played at popular music radio are pretty vile, you really ought to listen to some of those. I mean, they'll take your breath away. They really will. Quite staggering. I try to hear them whenever I possibly can. Spiz Energy, and this is Effortless. Looks as though the shrieking has gone forever, which is a pity, but that's still very good. Spiz Energy, and that was called Effortless, and that was a Coldfield composition that time as well. Adam and the Ants, and another track from their forthcoming LP. This one's called Digital Tenderness. What does it mean? Adam and the Ants, and that's from their forthcoming LP, the title of which is... Oh, goodness me. I had it written down somewhere. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second here. Dirk Wears White Socks is the title of it, and that was Digital Tenderness. And while it was going on, Reedy told me what he thinks it means. Filthy brute. These are the Specials. Too much, too young. Very true in his case.
You've done too much, much too young.
When you could be having fun with me.
Oh, no.
much, much too young. Now you stay in every night watching programs on TV. You've done too much, much too young. Now you're married to a man when you could be having fun with
me. We don't want no more picnic.
You've done too much, much too young. Now you're chained to the cooker making cheese on toast for
no
tea.
Kiwi, no kiwi, no kiwi, no more picnic.
You've done too much, much too young. Now you're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me.
Can't get enough of them. Can't get enough of them. The Specials, and that's Too Much Too Young. I heard that the other day on the radio on one of my own programmes, pre-recorded for the BBC World Service as I was driving home. And it sounded great coming out of the radio, I must say. Just before the programme started, a young woman phoned me up representing Hackney Rock Against Racism, and she told me that this coming Friday at about 8 o'clock, kicking off at about 8 o'clock, there's a gig featuring the Mekons and Oxy and the Morons. Now, Oxy and the Morons have not yet put any records out, which I think is a pity. They keep sending with demo tapes, and the last one had a great song on it. It's got this great line in it. I'm sure I'm going to get it slightly wrong, but it's something to the effect that if your head was a nightclub, there'd be a queue for the toilets. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I really like the idea of that. So the Mekons and Oxy and the Morons, and the next piece of the message said Chat's Palace. Now, well, I think that must be a place rather than another band. I'm not entirely sure. And that's Homerton, London, East 9. Hackney Rock Against Racism gig with the Mekons this coming Friday. And the Mekons now, from their LP, Join Us in the Countryside. After their recent mildly disappointing first single for Virgin Records, I was anticipating a slightly, not duff LP from the Mekons exactly, but a rather dull one, and happily it's nothing of the sort. And from it, that was Join Us in the Countryside. The Damned, and I just can't be happy today.
¶¶
The Damned, and that's a Scabies Sensible Vanian Warden to Domo composition. I just can't be happy today. And I had a look to see if it's in the new BBC charts, which of course were published today on the Paul Burnett programme, which I'm sure you were listening to. And indeed it's not there, which is a bit of a disappointment. I mean, what is there? There's Dr. Hook is still number one, you'd be pleased to hear, and Queen is still number two, and Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand have whizzed up there to number three. The highest new entry being Walking on the Moon by Police at number five. Gary Newman's at six, Madness at seven, The Jam gone down to nine, rather disappointing. I was thinking that could go to number one, actually, but obviously it hasn't done. And then after that, it's, you know, the usual things, really. Number 17, The Special's gone down a few places, but no sign of the new single from The Damned. Well, was the pity, but doubtless things will change next week. Now, Delta 5 on Rough Trade Records, a new single which arrived today in our office, and one of those records, you think, oh, yeah, I've heard the name, or, you know, you put it, I think I've had a demo tape from them at some stage. You may be wrong about that, but the name certainly is, you know, he's seen it about, and you put the record on and think, this is great. And indeed it is great. It's called Mind Your Own Business. Great record, I think. That very good indeed. The Delta 5 on Rough Trade Records, their first single, is called Mind Your Own Business. And that vying with the next record is the most wonderful record in the world, at least for this week. And this will be Andy Peebles' record of the week next week as well. The Beat, Tears of a Clown. A bit scratchy at the beginning. Two readings, The Tears of a Clown, the second of them the original, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and before that, The Beat and their debut single. Very excellent it is too. Spiz Energy and New Species. Elegant. Spiz Energy, and that's called New Species. May I take this opportunity of reminding you that if you're going to make some contribution to our Festive 50 to be broadcast over Christmas and New Year, you've only got really till the end of this week to get it done, because we want the letters to have a November postmark on them so I can get the things sorted out and we can get the Christmas programmes worked out in plenty of time to actually get the programmes done, if you see what I mean. So what I'd like you to do, if you don't already know, is to record, or to write down, I mean rather, your favourite three tracks of all time, be they singles or tracks from LPs, in order, and send it to me, John Peel, care of BBC Radio 1, London W1A 4WW, marking your postcard or sealed down envelope with the information on the back of it, preferably. Send these things as soon as you like, and write on the front of them the code F50, so that I know what to look for, you see. So when we've got them all together, I'll work these into an amusing chart, and as I say, broadcast them over the Christmas holiday period. Your chance to influence the programming on Radio One. A chance not to be missed, I would say. These are the Morwells, and on Greensleeves, Thief a Dub. And that's from one of those 12-inch dub EPs that Greensleeves Records seems to have started putting out. This one featuring the Moors Unlimited, and it's called Thief of Dub. Another from Adam and the Ants in their debut LP. It's called Never Trust a Man with with Egg on His Face. Urf, au visage, as our lamb-resistant pals across the channel call it in their colourful Gaelic fashion. Adam and the Ants.
A man and a woman walking down the street, with a son and a daughter, it was oh so sweet. When mummy turned to daddy and she said, my dear, write out your will because the end is near. Then she pulled out the gun, I saw the sparks, messed up the suit that he bought from Marx, because she'd heard the voices from outer space. She'd heard the voices from outer space. She'd heard the voices from outer space saying, never trust a man.
Adam, Les Ants, and Never Trust a Man with Egg on His Face on Do It Records. And this is the last from the Meekons album, at least for tonight's programme. This is Roseanne.
I should, we'll be as you should, we'll be as we should. waiting. I will buy. If you buy, buy your shoes. I will stretch them. If you have other men, I will like them. If they take you home, I'll forgive you. But if they take you away, I will cry. I'll be as I should, I'll be as I should, I'll be as I should. I'll be as I should, you'll be as you should, we'll be as we should.
Mekons, and that comes from their debut LP, and it's called Roseanne. Now, some groovy guys getting it together in the studio.
As they say it.
One, two, three.
Yeah, she nearly drove me
Well, been to Baton Rouge, you know. Is that Barb Dylan or is it Barb Geldof? No, it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the LP Damn the Torpedoes. That was called Louisiana Rain. And the main reason for playing it is because it gives me an opportunity to play some Louisiana music, and this contains one of my all-time favourite guitar solos and very nearly made my birthday 40 back in August. A record that if Mike Reed is still listening to the programme, he ought to know about. Cleveland Crochet, the vocals by J. Mr. Sugar B. Stutes, and this is called Sugar B. On Gold Band Records, a very wonderful record indeed, too. Cleveland Crochet, and that's called Sugar Bee. Let me see if I can find that guitar bit again, because really, I mean, you ought to hear that a couple of times, I think. That's probably gone the wrong. No. Almost the right place, I think. Another Coldfield composition, and this one's called Intimate. A little dash of it around the thorax every morning, I find it works wonders.
Of course, predictable.
Spiz Energy, that's the last of them on tonight's programme, and it's called Intimate. It's been a curious programme, Miss. I mean, a lot of strange stuff worked into it, but those are the programmes that I like best. I mean, there's no point in just constantly whacking the greatest hits over the net at you, I don't think. Which brings me to Merle Ray from an LP called Bandera Rockabillies on JSP Records, and an individual reading of Save the Last Dance for Me. Yours, you little tease. Merle Ray and the Southern Rockets from an LP called Bandera Rockabillies, which is worth buying, actually, for a track called Roll That Rig by Little Ben and the Cheers. Why didn't you play that, you twerp? I hear you cry. Well, I will do. I mean, it's really good. The end of tonight's programme, that was on the JSP label. I think I mentioned that already. Session tonight from Spiz Energy. Tomorrow night's programme is going to be an all-record programme because, as always, we find ourselves with an enormous amount of good stuff that we want to get into the programme, so it's a bit of a catching-up job tomorrow night. I hope you'll be able to listen, and thanks very much for your attention to this one. As it were, news in 20 seconds. All right, then, 17. Good night.